Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, I'm going to tell you all about WWE's struggling ticket sales.
The real reason Kofi Kingston and Mustafa Ali have been missing from telly.
John Morrison has broken his silence following his WWE release.
And Sasha Banks opens up about asking for her WWE release. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm extremely cold.
And this is the news.
We're going to kick things off by talking about these WWE ticket sales. New story here. It's been covered by Dave Meltzer in the latest edition of the Figure 4 Online Wrestling Observer Daily Update. He's talking about how WWE ticket sales in certain markets aren't doing particularly well at the moment, and that has led to the company installing a bunch of different promotions. So this runs through this week. We got the Long Island show tonight. That said, Raw, of course, where they are instigating a 2-for-1 offer. So if you want to go to Raw tonight, buy one ticket, you get one free. Way to fill up the building. It's stuff they've done before. And they're doing that in other markets at the moment as well. Los Angeles for the 10th of December SmackDown show, and also a live event in Baltimore on the 29th of December, and probably in some other markets as well. But interestingly, they're actually struggling to sell tickets for the Day One pay-per-view, which is the big New Year Day show in Atlanta, Georgia, obviously, on the 1st of January. That one, you buy 3 tickets, you get one. So it's not like they're not throwing them out there like they are with these other shows here and there. But just to kind of give you an update on these shows, as far as Day One goes, 7,466 tickets are available. They've sold 4,944. So around about 2,500 of those remaining. As far as tonight's episode of Raw goes, it's not great. They've sold 5,264 out of 7,169. The average WWE house show, this is data from WrestleTix, by the way, on Twitter. Great account. The average house show for WWE currently sits at around 6,000 people in 2021. 2021, of course, has been the year when fans have returned to arenas and all of that stuff. So it's kind of just a case of the usual kind of promotion. WWE do this a lot. Buy one, get one free, take your kid, take your dog. Maybe don't take your dog, it'll eat all the hot dogs. And you don't want that. I want the hot dogs. Oh. That's how I got this belly. But I've totally gone off track here. Either way, WWE trying to fill these shows up. Tonight's show as well, they've gone all in on the marketing for tonight's show. Roman Reigns is on it. They announced him a few months ago.
Two big matches I'm aware of on the top of my head.
I can't even remember them.
I feel like they've definitely advertised Finn Balor finally getting his revenge on Seth Rollins.
I think they have.
And Owens versus Big E.
That's correct. You remember more things than me.
That's only because I forced myself to watch WWE late on a Sunday because they think, oh, bollocks, we'll have to cover this tomorrow.
Going to catch up.
Look, it's one of those, isn't it, where like the TV tickets, especially when they're tonight, is a bit more of a concern for me rather than the pay-per-view stuff, because I can't remember who I saw. I do apologise to whoever reported this, writing about the difference in ticket sales between AEW and WWE, for example. AEW tend to sell out pretty much instantly, or sell a lot of their tickets, I should say, early on. WWE's a sort of slow burn.
They creep.
And then the closer they get to the pay-per-view or the big show, whatever it may be, they tend to pick up. I think probably Day One will be all right in terms of the fact that they'll probably start announcing stuff, and maybe people will think, oh, I've got a bit of Christmas cash, let's go and start the new year off right. I assume that the Sami Zayn number one contendership doesn't apply to Day One, but at this point, who bloody knows?
Yeah. who the hell
I'm
knows?
So happy for Sami Zayn winning a number one contendership, nice, though. Isn't it? It's about damn time. Nice. Right, let's talk a little bit about Mustafa Ali and Kofi Kingston and why they've been off our screens recently. Kofi Kingston, of course, taken out in storyline by the Bloodline. And Mustafa Ali, as far as I remember, unless I've forgotten something, just not appearing recently. Yeah. And the reason for both of these is kid-related, basically. This being reported by Fightful Select. No crap, just Sap. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select. In terms of Mustafa Ali, you can probably guess that he has been taking time off for the arrival of his daughter, Dua, who was welcomed into the world last week. Glad to see that, and lovely post from him all about that. His wife gave birth last Tuesday, so congratulations to the Ali family for that one. And in terms of Kofi Kingston, no, I've just mixed them up. I've just given Mustafa Ali Kofi Kingston's wife, so I do apologise for that. Kofi Kingston's wife gave birth last Tuesday. He was also taking paternity leave. No word as to when these two will come back. But yeah, let's normalise blokes taking time off when their missus gives birth. I know physically they're not doing anything, but I hate to see that. Whenever you see any other sportsman, I know it's a big thing in baseball, for example, where they're like, well, he's not giving birth. Yeah, but it's a moment in time. Yeah. And you, like, if you're an American footballer or a soccer player or whoever cares, there'll be more games that comes around potentially once in a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's nice to see these guys getting the time off. Congratulations to them on the birth of these two children that have entered the universe. And looking forward to seeing back both of them back on TV, of course. I think they're both a credit to the product when they're there. But yeah, some things are bigger than fake pro wrestling.
Yeah, and so, lovely names. Dua and Lotus for the Kingston family. Congratulations to all of them. Good stuff. That's a nice story for a Monday.
Indeed. John Morrison, he's back on the scene, crispy and clean. He's done a little Instagram video, hasn't he? Just breaking his silence. It's the first time he's properly spoken publicly since his WWE release. He was released on the 18th of November, 2 weeks after his wife, Frankie Monet. So they've had a ropey few weeks there. Really does suck for them. But yeah, he's speaking about his time in the company. He kind of cracked a joke here about John Laurinaitis saying he phoned me up, but he didn't even say Future Endeavor. How are you going to phone me up and not do your catchphrase, man? But he's going on just saying how he's super grateful for his last run in the company because he got to work with and catch up with people he hadn't seen in a decade. But he's looking to the future at the same time. I'll just read this passage to you here. I got to get better at stuff, and I think that maybe the most important thing I learned during my first run with WWE is it's not the stuff that people go to see wrestling for. It's the stories. We're storytellers. Now, I happen to be a storyteller who takes a lot of pride in being able to do the flips, the tricks, the kicks, the hair whips. That's like a rap. Gee whiz. But those are just tools. The moves, the ropes, the ring, the mic, they're all just tools used by those who practice the art of professional wrestling to tell stories. And the great thing about being a storyteller is that when one chapter ends, another begins. So he's looking to the future. He's a 90-day non-compete clause. That expires, I've got it written down here, on the 16th of February 2022. That is when John Morrison will be able to sign for and appear for other promotions. Frankie, he's going back to Taya Valkyrie. She'll be available from December, this coming month. So, because she's NXT, 30-day non-compete. So yeah, looking forward to seeing what he does next. And good for him. Talented guy. Got the short end of the stick.
I've got to say, John Morrison was one of those releases that really wound me up. A lot of them did. Pretty much all of them did, if I'm perfectly honest. But Morrison, like, for me, he didn't put a foot wrong since he came back to the company. He was given crap material, but my God, did he throw himself into it. Johnny Drip Drip, for God's sake, the most
got
moist
a little water
sea.
Yeah, over.
Like,
that
was
over.
Bollocks. But he, I don't think he went, oh, I don't really need a crap super soaker, basically. Look, he's so talented. I'm astonished this company hasn't done anything with him twice now, aside from maybe an ECW championship here or there. It was like they bungled it from moment one. They just had him come out of the Miz's changing room. I was like, oh, that's a big dramatic return for him, you bastards. And then they just went, oh, just do stuff with the Miz for the entire time basically you're here. I'm pissed off, man. I think he deserves so much more. And whether he becomes Johnny Impact again, Johnny Elite, or even Johnny WC, Johnny Defiant, as it would be.
Johnny
him and Ty Valkyrie deserve so much better. Yeah. So yeah, best of luck to them. They're phenomenally talented, and they are not going to struggle for work anywhere.
No,
so
absolutely.
Right, let's conclude by talking about Sasha Banks. Of course, we all remember that she reportedly asked for her release following WrestleMania 35. Can't remember which tag team won the women's tag titles at WrestleMania 35.
Don't do
can
it.
You?
No, don't do it.
Let me know in the comments if you can remember. Good. Anyway, Sasha has been talking with the brilliant Ariel Helwani on his Meets series for BT Sport. Meets with no A, by the way. And he said, she said, it was at WrestleMania when I was just like, whoa, I'm not nervous. I don't feel anything. And this is Wrestle Freaking Mania. I couldn't believe it. She continues, at that very moment, I knew that I needed to take a break. And I was like, all right, I've got to go find myself. And I did. And it's the best decision I ever made. I'm so thankful that I did. She continues talking about this sensation of not feeling anything made her realize that she was maybe a little bit disillusioned with it all. So she went to Vince and literally said, I want out of the company. She says, I wasn't feeling good, so I felt like I did all that I could, and I needed a break. I needed that release. Vince told me no, and that was a great decision on both ends because he knew what he saw. He's so smart, he's so kind, he's so gentle. He actually knew what I needed, which was time. At the end of the point, all of us just need a little bit of time. So yeah, she went to Vince and said, I want out. He went, how about a hiatus? And then, as we can see, it's worked out for kind of everyone. Like, I'm not a fan of a lot of Vince McMahon's decisions over the past few years. But I've got to say, he's got this one spot on. And I think wrestlers do sometimes need that. They think that they are just burnt out and need to get away from the whole industry.
Yeah.
And in reality, all anyone needs, and that applies to wrestlers and everyone, by the way, sometimes you just need to take that step back.
Everyone
and,
gets frazzled.
And look after yourself.
Yeah. So absolutely. Sometimes you need to put some distance between something to, you know, come back to it with a fresh sense of perspective.
That's why Andy had Friday off. He just didn't want to be with me for a bit. He's like, a bit much.
I wanted to hang out with a big crocodile and sing a song. If you know, you know. But yeah, Vince McMahon, you know, he's smart, he's loyal, because the K in Vincent K. McMahon stands for Khaled.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I mean, if you're Vince and you have Sasha Banks, you don't want to let her go, do you? I mean, one of the best wrestlers in the world. Like, one of the best women's wrestlers in WWE history. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you laughing?
Sorry, you've messed me up. I don't want to take. Anyone losing their job is obviously terrible. They're going to be fine. So you said Gallus, and all I can think of, Vince. What do you think about the WWE releases? Another one.
Oh God!
Another one.
The thing is, parodying that, but you could probably see them doing that because they're kind of evil sometimes.
I wanted to see Vince do a parody of "All I Do Is Win." A lot of love for Khaled on the news this morning. Quite right.
Yeah.
Put some respect on that man's
in
name.
The video where, is it Jim Jones has the money on his head and he's gone like this.
I like it. Is that in the Rihanna video where he does that dance?
He's great.
He's brilliant. Anyway, but yes, I'm glad to see Sasha Banks reflective, but the right decision was made, including whoever took the tag team titles off.
DJ Khaled.
Sasha Banks and Bayley at WrestleMania 35. I can't remember who it was. Let me know in the comments.
I think it was DJ Khaled.
Okay, let's know.
An ace hood.
Let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Eddie Zamharri starts off saying, hey guys, with Roman Reigns saying, my day will be over sooner than later on Friday, do you think that was a hint he's going to leave WWE for Hollywood and potentially Brock Lesnar will beat him for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania?
Nah.
He's going to do movie stuff, but they are not going to let him go anywhere anytime soon.
No, I don't think Roman Reigns is too entrenched in the acting world that he could jump off and immediately have a successful, like, career.
Great spear in Hobbs and Shaw, though.
Oh. Great spear, and he was good in that film as well. And, like, I'm sure he will do well in that avenue later in life, but I don't think he's anywhere near done with pro wrestling. I read these comments, I read the interview and stuff, went, you know what you're doing here, pal. You're drumming interest up. So I think he'll do it eventually, but I think you've got a good few years of the head of the table.
Yeah, and if he needed any more heat, he's got quite a lot right now. If he needed any more heat, teasing going Hollywood, yeah, that's a route one way
Roman
to get even more.
Who's
even
done
more
that boys, before, eh?
Even more booze from the fans.
Rikishi,
so, yeah.
Rikishi, obviously.
Matt Ryan, aka Aussie Dead, gives us our second question of the day. He says, after the Jeff Hardy Broken Skull sessions, who would you hope is the next guest interview and hear some stories from? Hoping for William Regal. Have a great week. You have a great week too, Matt. William Regal would be great, wouldn't he?
William Regal would have some tremendous stories. Gangrel, obviously.
Yeah.
The last episode of his Fangin' and Bangin' podcast I watched, he was there, he had the red lighting, he was in full gimmick, and he was telling the story about how he almost got booked for AEW, but it got cancelled because of Edge. He's just an interesting guy. I'd like to see him on.
I'm just going to use the same answer I'm going to use quite a lot for these questions going forward. Scotty to Hotty. This is the first step on him being back as part of an in-ring talent rather than the brilliant coaching that he's done for over the years in NXT. Get him on Broken Skull Sessions. I mean, think about the time period he was in WWE. That boy's definitely got some stories to tell. I'd love to hear the story of, like, Too Cool and them going, can we do a dance in the middle of the Royal Rumble? And then this leads to Scotty Too Hotty being in the 2022 Royal Rumble. Make it bloody happen.
Do you know who else would be really good?
Who
is also Too Cool and also has a lot of stories from working with some of the biggest stars in the history of the industry? DJ Khaled. There you go.
Right, final question today comes from Edward Shiraz Hans, who says, G'day, gents. Any chance Tiffany Stratton's daddy ends up... I'll read this properly.
Yeah,
any chance Tiffany Stratton's daddy ends up being Jim Cornette? Or could it be, could it be Vince's way of doing another illegitimate child angle? Thanks, legends. P.S. Here's Penny touching grass. But if you don't know, by the way, Tiffany Stratton is a new character introduced last week, I believe, on NXT.
Yes.
Good boy.
Talking about poor people not being happy.
She's just a daddy's girl who plays tennis, allegedly. Although
she's a gossip girl character.
That serve needs work from that vignette that I saw. But still... Could her dad be Jim Cornette or Vincent Kennedy McMahon?
No. It's WWE aren't going to work with Jim Cornette in a televised capacity. it's kind of funny to think about.
Another illegitimate child angle would be good for Vince.
Let us know in the comment section who you think should be the daddy.
Mm.
There you go. Who do you reckon?
One of the Dadleys.
They've got enough, mate.
Garth, haven't they?
Yeah, I've got Garth.
Share custody of Garth, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Look, it's just going to be a spoilt little rich girl and we're never going to see her daddy or her mysterious money or the reason why she's suddenly transitioned into wrestling, as with half these gimmick characters they do. You're like, right, so why are you wrestling? I've got no problem with it. You're a mobster. Why do you think there's dough to be made in WWE?
Stick to waste management.
Yeah, exactly.
Less, fewer bumps. But
and if you're a rich girl, daddy's little rich girl, why would you want to like get your egg kicked in by Raquel Gonzalez, for example?
I would just sit at home counting the money all day. The Scrooge McDuckin in the vault.
Let's move on to today's and finally. And I know these are normally fun, but I thought we could use this as a bit of a PSA. Rhea Ripley tweeting overnight, I wish people knew how to be decent humans while at the airport. Now, I don't know if this applies to people just being weird and confronting her, going, oh, can I have a photo whenever she's trying to fly to the next destination, which honestly would be my worst nightmare, or just people being a dickhead on public transport. Either way, be better people.
Yeah, absolutely. You often hear stories about people approaching wrestlers in airports, and like it's like... That's probably not in the best of spirits when they're in an airport.
Just get your head down. You want to get on the plane, get to where you're going.
There's a time and a place, I think, to approach people in public. When they're at a meal is not it. When they're in the airport is not it. There's some stories of Sasha Banks going, nah, piss off, man.
Yeah.
Like, fair play. You got to respect these people's privacy.
There's a great collection. I don't know how you'd exactly find it, but I did a photo collection on a website a while back of people getting photos with wrestlers and wrestlers just being like, really? Yeah. Now Sasha's part of it. There's a great one of a kid taking a photo of Randy Orton in the toilet.
Yeah.
Nothing like gross, but he's washing his hands and this kid's like... And it's like, oh, come on, mate. Let him just wash his hands. Maybe we'll at least wait outside the toilet to get the photo. Yeah. Although, I sense Randy Orton probably wouldn't have said yes, so he just took his opportunity. But yeah, don't be weird. And if it's not related to that, if it's just related to public transport, just how about we just be nice to each other?
Yeah.
That's a little thought for the week. There you go. Let us know your thoughts on that. And if you can remember, which tag team won the tag titles?
The Brood?
WrestleMania 35, the female tag
DJ
team.
DJ Khaled. I just want to say his name. He's just a funny individual.
Maybe we'll get him on for the Christmas news.
Oh,
we'll see if we can get him on.
Another one. Gold Slugs.
Let us know your thoughts in the comment section. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to be reviewing SmackDown and Rampage later on today and looking ahead to Money Now, of course. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch they follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
You follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey, protect your neck. It's very clever because it's also the song, but it's a scarf which protects your neck when it's cold, as it is in this office this morning. Two meanings.
Wu-Tang.
Clan.
Follow me at Adam Wilburn, where you can also donate for this moustache that you've had to stare at for the last month. Brilliant cause, Movember, of course. At What Culture WWE, if you want to get in touch with us, as I mentioned. But for now, this has been the news. My thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.